Magne curator Rene Berrio says the reason the exhibit is so big is that it's not just one collection.
We're opening two shows this Thursday here at the Magne, both celebrating the work of African-American artists. One focuses on work drawn from San Antonio area collections, and the second show is drawn from the collection of the Rubel family in Miami, Florida.
Those coming will likely note how varied the style, the media, and the subject matter are, from paintings to sculpture to photographs.
We're really interested in showing the breadth and depth of imagery and concept and approach and subject that have been taken by African-American artists throughout the 20th century and into this century.
Most of these artists aren't household names, something Berrio would like to see change.
A lot of these artists are not that well known even today. One of the goals of this exhibition is really to bring the work of these individuals to the forefront.
They could have shown several works of many of the artists, but they chose a different path.
We made a conscious decision not to show a number of works by any one artist, but rather show as many artists as possible.
Berrio says the Magne hopes to turn the passive process of going to an art museum into something more active and engaging in this exhibition.
So there's all kinds of ways we're activating this work through lectures and activities and workshops.
Something to say, the Magne presents 100 years of African-American art, opens to the public on Thursday. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.